Мейша на жару!
Так, четвертик з'ютра разом заднього в місяці.
Важкі посипна жить.
Найбільші мецошульці.
Я не висте.
Антихерої.
Черне овце.
Сліпі камермани.
Точні пасисти.
Розігране нюне.
То са згодби, які їх пише жулєнє.
З великими черками.
Тихо-нико.
Гао-я.
Тихо-нико.
Гао-я.
Тихо-нико.
Danas predstavljamo basista, krulačista, tekstopisca in doktorja medicinskih devijacij, gospoda Rosa Suidža iz oaklandske zasedbe Impaled. Intervju je pa bil narejen dan pred legendarnim obiskom Georgea Busha v Sloveniji, ko so nas Impaled obiskali skupaj z Hour of Penance in Origin. Preden prisluhnemo intervjuju, posnetem na kaseto, bomo poslušali še pesem iz albuma The Last Gasp, G-O-R-E.
Hello, doctor.
Hello, patient.
I have a problem. I cannot find a decent band that would kind of continue with the legacy of Carcass in the world. So somebody told me about the medicine called Impaled and Exhumed. But
all right, this is that's good for your ears, but I think the rest of your body will rot away with alcohol and headbanging. And then just being a lazy metalhead. So maybe it's not the best for the rest of you, but your ears will be pleased with our melodious sounds.
And how about the effects of penis enlargement?
We don't do penis enlargement. We do penis detachment.
Ah, excellent.
So we use all parts. Maybe it will be turned into a car seat.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Ross Sewage, welcome to Slovenia. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good, actually, yes. Mm-hmm. And having fun, my first time in Slovenia.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very cool.
How it is to promote the latest album, The Last Gasp? I hope this is not like the last album or something like that.
Oh, who knows? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
Hopefully.
We'll keep people guessing.
Hey, I must say that the latest album sounds really killer.
Oh, thank you.
The older stuff was also excellent. I don't know that much about them. Mm. My brother said that he's waiting like this constantly. Like, yeah,
cool.
This is the sign from God. It's like a scalpel from heaven.
I think we are like God, so I think we're bigger than Jesus, but just nobody has heard of us, so this is the problem.
Okay, how do people accept The Last Gasp?
Generally, it's been very well received. I think people understand that it's a very angry album and has a lot of there's a lot of ferocity. Even when we were recording, we were fighting and punching each other in the face just to get angry enough to record. So I walked away with a few broken noses during the recording sessions from Sean saying, "You're not playing angry enough." He punched me in the face. Okay, now I'm angry. And I think it's been better received than our last record, which was maybe a little too strange and old school for people.
But it had like really one of the greatest intros I ever heard.
Some people liked this, some people didn't. We liked it. We had fun making it. That was a very fun record to make. This record was very fulfilling in a different way. So it was kind of a giant middle finger to our old label and people who thought we were gonna fall off the map. And we didn't.
So The Last Gasp, man, it sounds excellent. This is like a perfect record. It's like totally, I don't know, it has everything from death metal to thrash to gore grind.
Ah, thank you.
And the G-O-R-E, it's like it's a perfect anthem.
It is supposed to be an anthem. I want everyone to sing, you know, all these times for years I've been playing this for many, many years and, you know, always everyone's like, oh, gore and metal and gore metal. And we're like, okay, we all need an anthem.
Yeah.
We all must sing together. Every Gore band, every Gore fan must sing G-O-R-E.
Excellent.
Gore.
So do you think this was Joey DeMaio of Manowar approved? Did he send you the sign of the hammer to say this is a cool song?
I was wearing a magic ring when I recorded it.
Hey, you are also the author of most of the lyrics that I saw on the CD.
On this one, yes, most. Sean and I have always talked about ideas. Sean and I have both collaborate a lot on the lyrics and just the basic. So we, even before either of us had written lyrics, we talked about what we were going to talk about on the record. So he had a couple titles he wanted to write, and then that was enough for him, and then I wrote the rest.
I must say that you have you guys have excellent vocabulary. The word plays are like totally sick, man.
I like some people, there's a, you know, the American saying tongue in cheek.
Yeah
We like to think that our tongue is directly out of our mouth.
the best.
So yeah.
And how about the video? You recorded the video also?
We just did the video. We wanted to do one for this record for sure. Hopefully we'll be able to do more. But we wanted to get it done in time to go to Europe, so people would say if they hadn't seen us, they'd see us on there a little bit. And it was a lot of fun to make. Very low budget, like $0. But this was put together. We came up with basic ideas for this, and then actually Raul and Jason did most of the actual video editing on it. So it was very DIY in-house. We did everything. I built a camera rig that we could attach to ourselves. We did things in the green screen I built in my backyard. All these like different things, very like as low budget as you can possibly imagine. Like in my house doing recording and then editing at Raul's house while getting completely drunk and until they're too tired to work anymore. So it was completely produced by the band.
How do you feel to be DIY in the world where everything is like everybody like gives you a lot of money? And
I don't know this world. I'm not in this world where people give us money. I'm hoping to find the doorway to this world, but it hasn't happened yet. So
it hopefully means that you should be like If you want to enter this world, then Impale should change it to Impaling Your Heart.
Impale Your Heart through the grave under the rose tree. Yeah, this is an idea, but we quickly cast it. No, we had never thought of ever doing that. We do what we love. Doing the DIY is a lot of fun because I think everyone in the band is extremely creative. Beyond just writing music, we all have other thoughts, other images, and I kind of I like bands that can really, like Impetigo did all their cover art, you know, early Carcass, Jeff Walker did the cover art. I think this is the way to go. I think bands should be more than just a band. It should be a feeling, and everything should be reflect the band. I don't like when record labels just say, okay, here's your cover.
That's it's like, weird. Is that a skull with wings and it's not overkill but kind of kill switch?
Exactly. Then you have, you know, like what famous artists will we rip off for this record cover in Photoshop and blah blah. We take all our own photos, do the makeup, do things like this, and I think it comes out a better feeling for the band in general.
You're the guy who is responsible for covers, or
we all are. We were all there, all worked on it. All four of us. We hired a model. This one I think was my idea. Sean has had the first and the second record cover were his ideas. The last two were mine. Done EPs, 7 inches. We all just collaborate. So we all work together.
Okay.
I think this is very rare for most bands.
That's excellent, man.
Actually hang out and talk.
To play gore grind in 21st century is like no big deal, but anybody in the scene today tries to avoid this genre. Everybody tries to be, I don't know, like I'm crying and dying, or I'm singing about rotting, dragons or something.
Right.
So, how do you feel to be carrying the flag of gore?
Well,
one of the few zombies walking this graveyard, and
it feels more real to me than talking about a dragon. This is for sure. I've never seen a dragon. I'm pretty sure they don't exist, but I know death exists.
Yeah,
and this is the bigger fascination for us is things closer to a little stretch from reality sometimes. But the entire last record is everything has happened or can happen, and it's just a, you know, not to get too heavy. It's a meditation on like the horribleness of life. A little bit of misanthropy thrown in, and you know, cynicism towards humanity. But this stuff is more real to me. But at the same time, I don't want to talk about sitting at home crying because my daddy didn't love me like some of these bands. So I think people deserve better than that. They don't need to know about what I do. Everyone has the same problems, you know. So let's talk about let's talk about the biggest problem of all, dying.
Or the greatest party of them all.
It could be a good party.
Hey, if horror movies like in the 70s used to be a great reflection of what's happening in society, how do you think gore grind is actually reflecting today? Do you think in any way it is?
I think there's not a lot of thought in some gore bands. It's just like, oh, I read about this serial killer, I think I'll write about that. I'm like, okay, but you know, I think all of our songs in some way are about something else. If you get it, you get it. If you just enjoy the gory fun, that's cool too. So we'll all have fun at the show, we'll all drink beers, we'll all headbang, and everyone can still get along and have a good time.
Hey, I must ask you about the uniforms you have on CD. That's kind of like touchy topic.
It's a little bit touchy, but they look like
you look kind of like Nazis or anyway, but
well, you'll notice we have American flags on our uniform.
I didn't notice.
They might look
medical signs.
Well, there's this, and on the other side is an American flag. And if
Tom
you think
Cruise
it looks
on the back,
there's no Tom Cruise on the back.
It should be with an eagle.
So yeah, exactly. Think about things like in the country we live in, it's actually become very religious, very war oriented. Of course, never at home.
Yeah, of course.
You know, because they never. That's okay. They never see it. They don't want to see it. They just want to know it's happening somewhere else and that we're kicking ass.
Yeah.
So I think on gore, as much as it's a gore anthem, it's also an ironic war anthem. Like, yay, war! And if you watch the video, I think this comes across clearly. Images of people dying, things, and then a fireworks.
Yay!
American independence. Our national anthem is a song about a battle.
Mm-hmm.
So where does this leave us? We are a society that is addicted to death.
Yeah.
But not ours. Other people.
Yeah.
This is America now. We are, mm-hmm. it's kind of a big bully. I mean, I'm sure this is seen everywhere. Yeah. And we have our lovely president in Slovenia today.
Yeah.
So this is a good night to play, I think, and make this contrast.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people in Austria last night left while we were playing because they saw us get up in the uniforms. And we're, especially
like,
when you get...
I must ask you something.
Exactly. You get to the German-speaking countries, and it's a little touchy, but...
Yeah.
So we haven't actually gotten to Germany yet. We'll see how it goes. But I think it's not a celebration of anything. It's just let's compare and contrast all of history. We have to know history.
Mm-hmm.
We have to learn from past mistakes of everybody. And so now we want to just bring that to the front and say, hey, this is still here. Who's paying attention? You know?
Fuck.
At least,
below all this skin, blood, and guts, there is like deep... I mean, not deep that your lyrics are in any way shallow, but there is like political theme. You're like punks in zombie outfits or something like that. You're walking the seas of blood and everything.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we have fun with gore, and it's fun to talk about it, and it's fun to write lyrics and make jokes, but at the end of the day, I want to know that what I'm saying isn't just exploitative.
Yeah.
We should all, like... we want to infuse what we do with a little more meaning than that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to leave... If I'm going to be printing all these, wasting all this environment to print CDs and T-shirts and all these chemicals involved and stuff, I want to know what I'm leaving behind is something that I can look at and go, at least for me, is this was important, you know? So, and maybe make a statement, leave a mark. Probably not. We're just a tiny little band. No one will care in 10 years.
So in a way, you say you have to read between the flesh and organs.
You do. You can never find out what's underneath unless you make a few cuts.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Excellent.
Slayer sang about Mengele. We sing about American doctors and what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have their fair share of... problems,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
All right. I would like to say thank you for taking your time.
Oh, of course, no problem.
Sorry that I will end the interview now, but I'll go check it out, the Hour of Penance, to see.
Oh, yeah, they should be on stage. Very,
really?
Everything's really good.
Thank you for everything.
Absolutely.
Wait a minute, I will give...
Okay. Well, there was a lot of inspiration for this record to really try to have the double meanings go further from actually Leibach.
Mm-hmm.
You know Leibach, of course.
Of course.
So there was quite a bit of influence from them and on this for me anyways, imagery wise, not musically, because of course we're death metal and we want to continue to produce good death metal records, but imagery wise, I said they take it a step further.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing to be a scary doctor, you know, we've had people at clubs get like, "Oh, blood, don't," you know, but like let's take this a bit further and really scare people and make people really think.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, you know, in Germany, I know that there was problem with black metal band Take because their singer had a huge swastika written, like...
This is a bit too far for me.
Okay, so...
This is no longer double meaning. This is one meaning.
Yeah, but what I wanted to say is that if you have, like, a military outfit, it still doesn't mean that people would, like, see a Nazi on stage.
Sometimes they do. I mean, we did even before we did the... We had armbands with our... But it was with lab coats, so not as obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But still the double meaning there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided, I took a lot of inspiration from Leibach. So major props to the hometown Slovenian band. Yeah, very, very good. So I like how they make things twist and you never know where they are, but you have to think.
Mm-hmm.
This is important.
Yeah.
So even... Have gory fun.
Yeah.
Have tons of gory fun. Like, read the lyrics. Oh, so gross. It's so funny. But then, you know, that's okay. But if you did look further, this is cool too.
Mm.
That's
excellent.
My thought.
Do you have any... The last message, although this was like a brilliant finish, but anyway.
Oh, the last message...
Cheesy and gory, you know.
The last message is what I've been saying. Somebody wrote me from a mini country many years ago that was... It's not exactly English, but it's truer than anything. Stay fuck.
The best.
Tako, no, tole je bil intervju z Impel, narejen tam nekje pred Orto barom, zaradi tega tudi ta hrup z ulice bil. In sicer to se je zgodilo leta 2009, no, kot vidite, no, oziroma kot ste lahko slišali, je intervju imel še dodatek, kjer se malce debatiralo o lajbah, pa tudi kakje dobre informacije so pale. No, vse veste, berite med vrsticami mesa, krvi in kosti. Tako, to je bilo zadnje mešano na žaru letos. Naslednji teden se slišimo že v novem letu z novimi temami, z novimi bendi in ljudmi. Poslovili pa se bomo z bendom Impaled in komadom Preservation of Death.
Mešano na žaru.
Vsak četrtek zjutraj, razen zadnjega v meseci.
Vaški posebna že.
Najboljši med sošulci.
Ja, ne veste.
Antiheruji.
Črne ovce.
Slijepi kamermani.
Točni, asisti.
Razihrane nune.
To so zgodbe, ki jih piše življenje.
S velikimi črkami.
Niko, niko.
Kao ja.
Niko, niko.